Morning, it's Emily Chappell, and I'm currently at the beginning of the parkour for Checkpoint 4. I'm sitting on the terrace of the cafe, which is closed, unfortunately. It's a very, very small kitten playing around my feet. But apart from that, the town is pretty much deserted. It's about 6:30. And I'd hoped to be at Checkpoint 4 yesterday. That didn't quite happen. It's probably a bit overambitious. The very direct route I chose to take from Bosnia into Montenegro turned out to be, I thought it would be about 10k of gravel. It was more like 50k of gravel. It was a very, very, very long and remote gravel road that I thought would just kind of go up over the pass and then down into Montenegro, but carried on going up and down over things. And the gravel was sometimes rideable and sometimes decidedly not. At one point, I blew out a sidewall on my tyre and had a bit of a hairy moment thinking I might be stranded out there. But it was beautiful. It was so beautiful. And I'd had, you remember the earlier on in the day, I'd been so tired. And then I'd spent the afternoon battling through Bosnia uphill into a headwind, which is just the most, I don't know, for me, the most self-esteem draining thing you can do. You just feel so pathetic and weak. And you imagine all the people in the cars are laughing at you. And then this gravel just reinvigorated me completely. It's the same as the Assietta did last year. And I was just in my own world, in the zone, completely concentrated on what I was doing, enjoying being there. And for hours and hours and hours, I had no contact with the outside world, no real memory that it even existed. And then I finally got off the gravel, which I was ready for, even though I was enjoying it. These kittens are very noisy. And then ended up on another long, long, long. Wow, there's a kitten climbing up my leg. This could get interesting. Anyway, so roads in Montenegro, very, very long. And there's just nothing here. It's almost completely desert, well, not deserted, but it's so, so thinly populated. And I was now running out of food and water. And I think it was about maybe 9 o'clock when I finally got onto the highway. And I wanted to head up to Plugine, where I am now, last night, and was kind of calculating the food I had. You know, I'd broken into my emergency malt loaf and all of that, and was thinking, the kitten's on my lap now, by the way. She just climbed up my leg. You can probably hear her. So anyway, I backtracked. I managed to find a tiny little shop that was still open for 10 minutes and got loads of stuff, which I'm now sitting and binging on, preparing myself for the final pass to get to Checkpoint 4. And then there will no doubt be more passes to get to Jamakale, because that's how this is going. I'm in pretty good spirits, actually. I'm enjoying the toughness and the challenge. I mean, yesterday afternoon, that was why I do it. It felt like being on one of my adventures rather than being on a race. It was wonderful. The kitten's attacking my bread now. Go away. So yeah, I'm a bit worried that I'm losing time, but I'm having fun. So sometimes type two fun. Anyway, I'm gonna see this kitten off and finish my breakfast, and hopefully over the mountain there will be coffee, because I haven't had coffee for 24 hours now, and I quite like some.